So here we have it. Political theater, the hoax, exposed again and again and again and again. Over and over again, politicians are being caught on hot mics calling it political theater and keeping up the illusion of social distancing, only to be caught without masks that they are unconstitutionally mandating others to wear.
So, Wendy, I'm going to take my mask off.
I'm waiting so that we can do a little political theater.
Okay. Yeah, touch her. Yep. You got to maintain the illusion of sick bite.
Folks, here's the bottom line. They know how to lie better than most Americans know how to tell the truth. So let's get started. Did you see this hypocrisy? The D.C. mayor exempts lawmakers while mandating new mask orders for the people that she is to serve. Then next up, we have the Jezebelian governor, Gretchen Whitmer from Michigan, who told businesses that if customers do not comply with their unlawful orders, that they should not allow them to buy or sell. Then we have Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti looking out for your best interests when he said either comply or else. We will shut off your water and your electricity. What of the New Mexico governor? Well, she wants to show you her mercy and compassion in closing down grocery stores. Yes, you heard me right, grocery stores. And yes, of course, in all this, the people are being tested and gauged to see how far that they can go. As they say, friends, they will always do with whatever you let them get away with, and I'm here to tell you that they are. I ask again, where is it that these said representatives are getting their delegated authority from, if not from we the people? South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem publicly declared that she does not have the authority to lock down the state, also taking note that our religious freedoms were completely under attack. And as the virus rages and manufactured death tolls and virus statistics continue to skyrocket, say they, we then have Austin Mayer in early November as health officials warned of an impending COVID-19 spike. Austin Mayor Stephen Adler hosted an outdoor wedding and reception with 20 guests for his daughter at a trendy hotel near downtown. The next morning, Adler and seven other wedding attendees boarded a private jet bound for Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, where they vacationed for a week at a family timeshare. One night into the trip, Adler addressed Austin residents in a Facebook video, "We need to stay home if you can. This is not the time to relax. We are going to be looking really closely. We may have to close things down if we are not careful.
And then we need to, you know, stay home if you can. This is not the time to relax."
And in spite of all these living out the truth of the matter and their hypocrisies and lying to the people, you have the Louisiana governor getting caught in his own deceptions while golfing and gathering with his friends. You know the rest of the story, friends. No mask, no social distancing. Then while they are being exposed like a bunch of good little devils that they are, in turn, they play the victims. Even going so far as to call them that call them out for who and what it is that they are. You know them that took their lessons from the likes of a Joseph Goebbels, Adolf Hitler's minister of propaganda, who said, "Accuse others of what you are guilty of." Well, you may say, that's a little extreme, Bradley. Yeah, I agree. But listen to Californian Mayor Rex Paris when he said, "Not wearing a mask in public is an act of domestic terrorism." Again, friends, pay attention as to who they are accusing of being terrorists. And of course, we have then CNN's own useful idiot Chris Cuomo smoking a cigar at a Long Island restaurant with friends and, of course, without a mask. This coming shortly thereafter, where Cuomo was calling it a propaganda move by the said president during that time for removing...
President Harry S. Truman rightly stated,
that once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all of its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people, Christian. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. The second President of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams. If you love anything better than God, you are idolaters. If there is anything you would not give up for God, it is your idol. If there is anything that you seek with greater fervor than you seek the glory of God, that is your idol, and conversion means a turning from every idol. Charles Spurgeon, The Prince of Preachers.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as view enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I got to say, you know, it's absolutely amazing to me. Over at the Ministry Center, we've been making phone calls to the said representatives. And how many of the generalized letters in response to what we've had to say concerning what they're trying to do by force vaccinating and by basically overhauling that of homeschoolers? It amazes me because I'm sitting there listening to this conversation and I said, you know, just right in the middle of it, it's like nobody pays attention to this kind of stuff until it comes to their front door. How long have I been telling people this is what is going on? I'm not talking about me being accredited for anything here. I'm just talking about being a faithful witness that delivers souls and sharing with the people as to how you are under attack and you have been for a long time. And when I think of Amos 6:3 and asking the question, Lord, what am I on Amos 6:3 for, and only to see it come to the front door of the people and then all of a sudden turning around and saying, there it is again. The Lord has us on the front. He's leading us by the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14, and here we are. But again, how true is it? As a matter of fact, Americans, listen carefully. Your conquerors know that you are not going to respond until it's too late. Just so you know that. Your conquerors already know this. We were warned about what's happening in America since the 1980s from Russian defectors warning the American people. The first thing they will do is demoralize the people to overthrow the morale because they're easily enslaved and controlled that way. Where did they go? Well, they started to normalize things that were completely unconstitutional and illegal in the face of God and in the face of man in this country. And this all turned about in the 1960s, the end of the 60s, and it's just been a downhill progression, or digression, I should say, since then. And little by little, incrementally, the American people are forfeiting their God-given rights to be further enslaved. But again, I'm the guy that when things happen, that we tried to warn people that they were coming and they didn't want to hear it during that particular time. I'm the guy that they turn back to and say, I remember when you said that. I remember when you were trying to warn us of that. Well, why don't you take heed? That means pay careful attention to yourself when you see it the very first time and hold the responsible party accountable for the crimes that they're committing against you And instead of actually setting the narrative, the 345 million people in this country, they sit back and complain about the lying media that's setting the narrative. But which one do they parrot? They parrot the narrative they say they don't believe in. And again, put that up against Micah 6:16. Now, I'm saying that again, just going forward, another day of, again, trying to warn the American people as to what this is all being aimed at. We just had, again, we had our friends on Rutherford Institute, John Whitehead, the lead counselor over there, telling the American people as to what's going on. And some of this stuff, you seriously can't even make it up. Matter of fact, let me go over here and show this to you because this comes to my aid right now. And I'm going to go ahead and count it off for you. But interestingly enough, John Rutherford, we did an interview with him a couple days ago. And I wrote an article called "You Can Look the Other Way for Only So Long, But You Can't Say You Didn't Know." Isn't that right? Absolutely. But isn't it also interesting, simultaneously, folks, what we're seeing is that same government right now, only to reinforce what it is that John was trying to warn the American people of since the 1960s, coming to pass today. Okay? And what's interesting about it, folks, is when you look at the headlines over at sonsoflibertymedia.com, what is it that we don't understand? What is it that we just can't put together here, friends, concerning what is taking place here in this country? Again, it is craziness what it is that the American people are putting up with in this country, to say the least, as if to suggest they have eyes, but they don't see as to where this is coming from. They have ears, Jeremiah 5:21, but they don't hear as to where this is coming from. Again, you're going to hear and you are going to see everything that I'm telling you soon enough, friends, but don't let it happen, friends. Let not yourselves awaken, Ephesians 5:14, after the fact. Pay attention, be on the offensive rather than on the defensive. It's for the American church and the said representatives, the good guys in office, regardless of what branch it is, to set the narrative that we will not be ruled by tyranny in any sense of the word. Another thing I wanted to highlight really quick on sonsoflibertymedia.com is right here, home invasions on the rise. This is John Whitehead again. He said, constitutional free policing in what he called Trump's America. I just want to make sure everybody understands this is not Trump's America. The last administration was not Biden's America. The one before that was not their America, so on and so forth. This is your America, because we, the people under God, as long as we meet him on his terms, we are the law in this country, and we have a representative limited government, just to remind the American people once again as to where things are at in America. Folks, I wanted to let you know too, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, I'm going to show you some things. I'm also going to paint the picture for our listeners concerning those that are listening to us on the affiliates in which we have across the country. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Everything you need to know about who we are, where it is that we've come from, what it is that we're doing, and what it is that we have been doing for the last 25 years is on sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Social media platforms there, morning show on the right, afternoon show on the left. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. If you want to call in, we'd love to hear from you. Yesterday we had guests from Mache. We also had our friend from the Orlando Sentinel, that of Alex Newman. He was with us, so we didn't really have time to open up the phone lines. They are open today. They are all yours. That phone number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know, friends, that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ. Read 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, the list goes on. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. Now listen, I'm going to go ahead and shoot this off at you really quick. Folks, 281-845-4704. We're just going to go ahead and machine gun information to you today, because what we're talking about, friends, is blurting the truth out in their confusion. and backing up things once again on this show that we have talked about in the past. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Hello, KHNC 1360 AM. Bradley Dean here from the Sons of Liberty. And yes, again, we are back, as you all the well know. That's right, here from 1 to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. Now, with that said, and backed by popular demand, we are going to be coming to Johnstown, Colorado on June 28th, celebrating with KHNC 1360 and its new management team. Speakers, along with times and place, are to be announced as things develop. Friends, we hope to see you there.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble. Our churches, our families, we need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hi, I'm a Sons of Liberty listener. I listen to Bradley almost every day. He tells us what we need to hear instead of what we want to hear, unlike most shows that you listen to. Why don't you join me and sign up to be a son or daughter of Liberty today?
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I hope again, I hope again you're paying attention to what's going on here and who it's coming under concerning the things that they're unconstitutionally doing right now. Things that are happening under Donald Trump right now would have never happened under Biden in a million years, the people would have stood up against what's going on here. And what am I talking about? Well, this is brand new. An executive order, okay? Not congruent with the U.S. Constitution, completely outside of his scope of authority, created an executive order because the American people don't know the difference. He orders to militarize the police. To militarize the police. Now, can anybody help me understand that? 281-845-4704. Yeah, you know, I can just hear some uneducated individual say, well, Bradley, he's got to deal with all those illegals. No, wait a second. Who allured them in? They need the illegals. Do you not understand? Did you not hear what I said concerning what John Whitehead said from Rutherford Institute concerning what's going on? It's like the drug war. Folks, it's like every other form of crime that's used. They use it to tighten the noose on the people. If you're paying attention, this is not difficult to understand. Create the problem, play the problem solver. It's like when the CIA, speaking of which, if you haven't seen the documentary Cocaine Cowboys, why don't you do yourself a favor and understand that it was the said president, the governor during that particular time, named Bill Clinton, working alongside of Mr. George Bush Sr. They were trafficking drugs all the way from Colombia under a guy named Mr. Seal, who at the end of the day, who was going to come forward and let the world know who was responsible for trafficking the drugs under the guise of the CIA. Barry had to be shot and murdered. Did not understand who was trafficking the drugs. And again, I got to say this in all truth, friends, because it aligns itself with Numbers 32:23. There would be no drug trafficking concerning this point that I'm making right now, drug trafficking. There would be none of that if the American people weren't buying the drugs in the first place. The supply meets the demand. And the politicians, what did they do? They met the demand. And what am I saying? Well, they say that there's a drug wars going on. No matter how many times politicians have been busted as the responsible party concerning trafficking drugs, what do? They continuously tear down the laws concerning the innocent because of the guilty. Let me remind you, the guilty that they fail to enforce the laws against in bringing judgment upon their heads. And if they do, what do? They stand in front of a judge to only have their hands slapped to go ahead and create, hardened criminals. Remember, there's a 74% recidivism rate in this country. That means they're not afraid of committing the crime. They're encouraged to commit the crime. But again, the point is what? Well, we need to create more laws. We need to create a bigger police force because we need to deal with all these bad drug dealers. Wait a second, who's dealing the drugs? Americans. You gotta put your thinking caps on, to say the least, as to what is going on here. And I'm saying that for the very purpose of what we're talking about here. You know, what did John Whitehead say? John said, I got three articles from him right now, home invasion are on the rise. The FBI and these unconstitutional agencies are being used to basically go into the people's homes now under the guise of what? Trying to find the illegal immigrants. What do you think all this is going on through the mainstream media? Is anybody think that this is just happening by chance, that they targeted a couple judges that were actually working with drug cartels over in other countries to basically hide these refugees in the United States of America? Do you think that this wasn't all pre-planned? I mean, we knew that that was going on under Joe Biden, friends. We knew that, we have on video, friends, and we played it for you, where the drug cartel was basically telling the people over across the southern border that you better get into America now or else we will disembowel you. We have it on film. And you knew all the well, the said president in Mexico was working with Biden to drive the illegals into America in the first place. Now who's it being worked against? It's just like a gun crime. When a crime is being committed with a gun, who does the corrupt in the halls of government, those that are, by the way, surrounded by armed security detail, who do they accuse of the crime? The innocent. They accuse the crime of the guilty on the innocent. And what do? They blame the gun rather than the person that pulled the trigger, which, by the way, if you look at those repeat criminals, they have criminal records from the soles of their feet to the top of their head. That's how many times they've committed a crime. The American people have been soft on crimes, and what are they doing? They're creating hardened criminals, and it needs to stop. But when it comes to the topic of what we're talking about right now, home invasions on the rise, wait a second. Most people that are all those, you know, those Trumpites, because they haven't figured out yet that they're both sides, unconstitutional sides, are wearing the same jersey. They're two wings to the same bird. They haven't figured that out yet, friends. It's pro wrestling at its very worst, and they think that they're giving everybody the answers by standing up for their guy in office right now that's assailing themselves. What am I saying? I'm saying they're propping up their oppressors. That's exactly what I'm saying. Because that's exactly what's going on. Here, let me go ahead and show this to you again on social media platforms. Executive order signed yesterday. No constitutional authority whatsoever. But all of his supporters, Acts 12:22, all of his idolaters, what are they doing? Trump signs an executive order, to deal with all of those illegals. But they didn't put two and two together that they, the preceding administration, criminal in nature from start to finish, are the ones that allured them in the first place, right? And they think they're getting a victory here. No, you're not getting a victory. You're getting more of your rights taken away from you. Well, you say that that might be far-fetched. Wait a second. I have right in front of us right now, this little, whatever you want to call her, Attorney General, Mrs. Anti-Second Amendment, Attorney General Pam Bondi. She says, ICE can now enter your home without a warrant to look for migrants, says the DOJ memos. Who's that aimed at, friends? I'm just asking, who is all of that aimed at? Now ICE can enter your home? Wait a second. How is this being aimed at the illegals? What did they just do with those judges? They wanted to show you, look at these guys are aiding and abetting. Wait a second again, friends. Slow your roll. Take a step back. Who allured them in? Why are you coming into our homes? Why are you saying that you have now a right to come into our homes because you unconstitutionally said so, but you're not dealing with any of those mayors or those governors that allured them in the first place? Americans, do you think for yourselves? And I say that with all due respect. Because the stuff that I'm talking about right now, friends, you cannot make up. Here, I want to show you something. Remember Pritzker? Yeah, the governor from Illinois? Remember that criminal? That little tyrant that wants to rule the roost? Remember when he came out about 3-4 years ago and he said, we're going to go ahead and remove, high-powered rifles? In other words, friends, we don't want you to defend yourselves against us tyrants, so we're going to go ahead and remove those. Remember one county stood up against it, and before you knew it, because the one took a stand, 101 other counties stood up with them and said, you're not taking nothing from us. That is the mercy of God that you have right now, friends, is your Second Amendment concerning what's going on. And do you remember shortly thereafter for him to spit back in the face of the American people, namely in the state of Illinois? Do you remember he started to hire illegals in his state to be on what they call the police force there? Americans, are you paying attention to what's going on? I certainly hope so. Let me go over to the state of Illinois, and I want you to check this out really quick. Listen carefully.
So just got word here. This guy over here in the blue didn't want to go on camera. He's got his son out here. He's an American citizen. We're at the former American Islamic College, former Catholic diocese here in Chicago. But these ladies were from Venezuela. They're illegals from Venezuela. So they're blending them now in Chicago. They're basically putting the homeless Americans with homeless illegals to try to make it look like it's just all a bunch of homeless. But in reality, they're still funding illegals.
Okay, so did you hear that? But the reality is they're still funding the illegals. Well, that's all you have to do, folks. I was just in Florida, seen them all over Florida. I'm in Minnesota. They're all over Minnesota. When I was in South Dakota, they're all over South Dakota. And I can rest assured, and so can you, that they're all over your state as well. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about all of these apartment complexes being set up right next to all these corporations and their big, huge, three-block-long buildings, right? In what they call the 15-minute cities. Who's selling you the 15-minute cities? Donald Trump is. What's the victory? There isn't a victory. I got another question for you before we take this next hard break. Why is it that the said federal government is using what they call an executive order to militarize the police when it comes to suppressing insurrection and repealing invasion? Isn't that what the militia is for? Yes, it is. So, folks, I hope you can smell a rat because he is on the loose. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Reformer Martin Luther rightly stated that this life, therefore, is not righteousness, but growth in righteousness. Not health, but healing. Not being, but becoming. Not rest, but exercise. We are not yet what it is that we shall be, but we are growing towards it. The process is yet not finished, but it is going on. This is not the end, but it is the road. All does not yet gleam in glory, but all is being purified. Hello, KHNC 1360 AM. Bradley Dean here from the Sons of Liberty. And yes, again, we are back, as you all the well know. That's right, here from 1 to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. Now, with that said, and backed by popular demand, we are going to be coming to Johnstown, Colorado on June 28th, celebrating with KHNC 1360 and its new management team. Speakers, along with times and place, are to be announced as things develop. Friends, we hope to see you there. Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the said president or any other public representative, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. President Theodore Roosevelt. The learned man lifts up his head while the simple man puts his foot down. Puts his foot down to inherit what Christ has given him. This is the way to inheritance, the kingdom of God. By criticisms, you may put your foot in it, but by faith, you put your foot on it.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There are many self-proclaimed Christian commentators on TV, radio, and the internet, and none of them speak so plainly and tell the whole and uncompromising truth of God's Word like Bradley Dean. Bradley applies the Word of God to current events and news like no one else. So, if you want the unfiltered truth from an authentic Christian perspective, I can't recommend anyone higher than Bradley Dean and his team at the Sons of Liberty.
Again, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to call in, please do, 281-845-4704. Do not wait for the last segment, please, 281-845-4704. Want to play a little catch-up here again. Wanted to let you know what I was talking about if you just joined us, because I seen an influx of numbers come in online right now. But we're being told right now that Donald Trump just signed an executive order, unconstitutional. He can call it whatever he wants to call it. His job is to enforce the laws that are there, Article 2, Section 3, not to create executive orders out of thin air. If they are in contrast, they run antithetical to the U.S. Constitution, they're null and void. Americans need to understand much of what has been going on in this country for 100 years is null and void. As long as you keep on submitting yourself to the tyrant, friends, you have no room to complain about who you submit to, because you're doing it to yourself. But look at this. Trump signs executive order to militarize the police? Really? Then we have another post here by Attorney General Pam Bondi. ICE can now enter your home without a warrant to look for migrants. What are they doing, folks? They're using the illegals as an excuse to encroach upon your rights. Now your homes. This is what they've been, folks. It's the Hegelian dialect. The last administration sets it up for the next administration. And now after Trump's gone, they're going to set you up again. They're going to attack you. It goes back and forth and back and forth. Why? Because the American people don't realize that we're ruled by law. We're not ruled by none of this nonsense. As I said earlier, this is not Trump's America. This is your America. You don't have leaders in this country. You have representatives in this country. Read your founding documents for your own sake, for your children's sake. Well, I just proposed the question, and it's a fair one. Common sense comes into play. How is it that Trump is militarizing the police? He doesn't have any jurisdiction over the states, friends. And the only reason he's got that is because of what the IRS did back in 1913 by holding the purse strings. We have something called the 10th Amendment that bars the federal government. Hey, folks, the federal government is the tail that's wagging the dog, the states. And for those that didn't know, the federal government is a creation of the states, not the other way around. But they've got you thinking backwards, like so many other things that they do. They have conditioned the people to parrot their nonsense, their narrative, when it's unconstitutional. It's completely backwards. Read Isaiah 5:20. Also read Isaiah 59 verse 14 when you get a moment. But again, why is it that they're militarizing the police? Why are they saying that ICE and another unconstitutional agency, why are they using ICE to say now that they can enter your home? Because they're going after the illegals. And again, the point that I was making before, if you're just joining us, I was making the point that this is why they're going after the judges right now, because they want to set the precedent that this is what's going on. And if it's happening with them, we have every right in the world to go into your home to see if you're harboring any illegals in any sense of the word. That's exactly what's going on. But here's the question that I want to propose to everybody. This is a fair question. It absolutely is. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16. Isn't it the job of the people's representatives, Congress, to appoint the militia, me and you, armed Americans, to execute the laws of the Union? No, why is it that the mainstream media is demonizing the militia when, in fact, constitutionally, the militia is to be called up to suppress these insurrections, to repeal these invasions? How come that's not in this conversation? Because it doesn't work for them. They don't want to empower the American people. They are warring against the American people. And it's sad to say, I think many American people are going to learn after the fact. That is the history of people that keep their head stuck in the sand, to say the least. Here, let me show you again as to what's going on. This is the state of Minnesota. This is the sodomite, treasonous mayor. And I want you to listen carefully. He's a criminal, just so we can all agree to what the law says. Our laws condemn what the people in the state are putting up with on so many different fronts. But I want you to listen carefully as to what he says concerning the illegals that are in Minnesota.
Continue to be a safe haven for undocumented immigrants, for our trans community.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, who's decided his city is now officially a sanctuary amusement park for illegal aliens and anyone else who fits the checklist of progressive virtues.
Okay, so you just heard that. I didn't hear Donald Trump say, go arrest those governors. I didn't hear Donald Trump say, go get those mayors. Nope. It shows you they're working hand in glove to keep things moving in the progressive motion that they've started. Okay? That's why all those apartment buildings in those 15-minute cities have been built. Americans, let me say it one more time today. You're the problem. You're the problem. And I don't know, again, what other way to say what it is that needs to be said for people to figure out that this is all aimed at you? Because common sense comes into play when I'm looking at these mayors and these governors saying, I don't care what the president said. We're going to stand up against it, and we're going to make sure that these states are safe havens. These cities are safe havens for the illegals that we allured in. This is a violation of Article 3, Section 3. 8 U.S. 1424, federal law. But are you hearing any of that? Have you heard the president say, hey, to the militia throughout the country, which would be millions upon tens of hundreds of millions of people that are armed? Did he call you up to tell you to deal with these illegals? Nope. What did he do? He emboldened, and he wants you to believe it's null and void. It's a pretended authority. He wants you to believe that they have the right to go in and enter into your homes now. Okay? It's aimed at you. And if it wasn't, then why hasn't he called up the militia to repeal the invasion and to suppress these insurrections that they themselves are responsible for creating? Okay? Let me show you this one, and listen to this one carefully. This is the Chicago mayor. He's still got a free hand to go ahead and do whatever he wants to do. As a matter of fact, he's so emboldened now to basically say that we're not going to help any of these agents arrest any of these, he uses the word, undocumented people. They're not undocumented, friends. They're illegals.
Offering to the people of Chicago, I'm going to stand up and protect the people of this city against every threat from this administration. And I hope the rest of the people in this room and the city of Chicago takes his threat as seriously as I do.
This threat, the threat. Do you see how they got the people thinking backwards? The threat. Wait a second. The threat is coming from you, who is treasonously alluring them in along with Mr. Pritzker. And you're saying it's a threat for someone to enforce the law. Well, no, they're playing off of each other, again, because this is not aimed at the illegals. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. This is the judgment of God. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4, 6. And it's exactly where we're at today. I wanted to show you a couple more things, and then I want to go ahead and back up something that I had said on a show last week. And I actually brought forth a little compilation of Mr. Obama saying what I said he said about a week ago. So I'll play that for you too. We always want to back up, friends, what we say here, and we always do. But what I want to do is I want to show you this really quick. You guys all know that Greg Abbott's been another one of those guys that's been sold to the United States of America as a freedom fighter, a great American. Nope, he's another Zionist. He's another one of those guys that has sold his allegiance. He's got dual citizenship. He's been warring against the people. He did not deport the illegals that came into his state. He imported them just like Ron DeSantis did, friends, in Florida. He did not deport them. He imported them. Remember the joke was on the blue states? I mean, as if to suggest the illegals coming in treasonously, working hand in glove with these governors that treasonously allured them in and did not deport them but imported them. I guess the joke was on all of us, friends, because to suggest that these illegals are just going to stay put when they go into one of those unconstitutional blue cities they want you to believe exists, they're just going to stay there. You remember all that? Yeah. Yeah. Americans, you're being played like a deck of cards. You're like a little pawn that's being played by the dupes of ill-designing men. Read Ephesians 4:14. There's a reason the Lord told us all of this. By the way, if you look at the annotations on the King James, and I got my my Geneva Bible right behind me. Did you know that there's side notes on that Bible all over the place as to how to deal with tyrants? Because remember what our forefathers taught us, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Yeah, yeah, Americans still need to learn that. But that's the church's job. That's 86% of you that profess to be clearly what it is that you are not. Okay, let me show you this. Did you see that Greg Abbott is now thanking Donald Trump for appointing me to the FEMA Review Council? He said, as governor of Texas, I've been seeing firsthand the critical role emergency management plays when disaster strikes. Who's creating all of the disaster? Who's creating all of this, friends? I'm just asking you. Do you guys remember the video? Or I'm sorry, not the video, but the post that I had up on my site. And it showed you all the new mosques that are in Texas, there was a plethora of them. Matter of fact, mosque increase is up 74% since September 11th, 2001. Did you know that? Yeah. Remember, for 18 years, we were told that they were the ones that dropped the two towers. Now they're infiltrating government, and now they're defending the Muslims against the American people that were taught to believe that they were the terrorists on September 11th. Again, Americans are not paying attention to our forefathers, because it was rightly said and stated by the fourth president of the United States of America, Mr. What? Yeah, James Madison said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it's going to come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. I'll show you this right on the other side. It's right here. 74% increase since September 11th. I'll come right back to this point in a moment. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BVS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BVS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Hello, KHNC 1360 AM. Bradley Dean here from the Sons of Liberty. And yes, again, we are back, as you all the well know. That's right, here from 1 to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. Now, with that said, and backed by popular demand, we are going to be coming to Johnstown, Colorado on June 28th, celebrating with KHNC 1360 and its new management team. Speakers, along with times and place, are to be announced as things develop. Friends, we hope to see you there.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. Just like I said, hang on one second. I was just highlighting this. I see you up there. Just hang on one moment, please. I was just highlighting the fact that Greg Abbott, the sellout to the state of the Texas concerning his constituents. I mean, the guy's there's nothing good about the man. But yet again, the media plays him off like he is one of the good guys. Nope, he's not. He's been appointed to FEMA now. And I want to show you something, and I want to show you how the censorship continues on. Last week, I had posted an article. It was actually a share from someone else that posted it, and it was a map of all of the new masks or the new mosques, which, by the way, former FBI John Guandolo said that there's a military underbelly to those mosques. They're military camps, okay? That's what he equated them to. But if you look up online, and if not, I'm going to go ahead and share this with you. But it was a post of all of the new mosques in Texas. It was riddled, peppered throughout the state. Tons of them. As I said earlier, friends, 74% increase in mosques in the United States since September 11, 2001. Well, they pulled the article down. So, folks, along with the 35 jihadi camps in America that we know of, outside of the fact that your treasonous said representatives allured the illegals into your country, what do you think this is all aimed at? I want to make clear, too, the bad guys are in control of nothing. Hey, folks, the closer it gets to judgment, it just means the closer they are to running out of time as well. And they forget to understand that the hole that they themselves dig, the people, 9, 16, and 17 of Psalms, hey, they fall into it as well. They fall into it as well. And I'll tell you what, time is pushing along, isn't it? And we're supposed to redeem the time. Well, that's what they're doing right now because the church hasn't figured that out. But and I'm talking about the professed church, not the Christians within the what they call the church buildings across the country. I'm going to go ahead and take my friend here, Aaron from Texas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Aaron? Do we have Aaron? There you go. It's all yours, Aaron.
Okay, this is Aaron Green. I called in a couple of weeks ago. I went and testified against school choice. They ramrodded it through. There was more people against it than there were for it. But anyway, what happened is Trump called all the Republicans and said, if you vote for this bill, SB2, I will endorse you. And every time I endorse them, when they win. So they fell for it, and they sold their constituents down the river, and so school choice came in. So Trump is even down here messing around what's going on in Texas. And also, a friend of mine...
I just lost you. I call right back, Aaron. I got a video that's going to back up what you're saying right now concerning the mosques that are going up in Texas. Aaron just told us that they're ramrodding bills through. That's what they're doing, friends, because they're getting desperate because people across the boards are waking up to what's going on under this administration, by the way, not independently of him, but because of him, people are beginning to understand what's going on. He's appointing people that are zeroing in on the constituents, not the other way around. Okay, that's not how you make America great again. But with that, let's go ahead and play this. This is a former police officer, and he's talking about the Sharia enclave that's taking place in Texas right now. Aaron, if you call back in, I'll pick you up.
74. My name is Douglas Deaton, and I'm a resident of Collin County. I retired from the Plano Police Department after 26 years of full-time law enforcement service, and I dealt with representatives of EPIC many times when I was the sergeant for the Plano Police Department, the training sergeant for the Plano PD. There seems to be a general misunderstanding that we're talking about a plan to build an Islamic Sharia-friendly community. The EPIC neighborhood already exists in Plano. It's been there for nearly 12 years.
See, it's already been put up, friends.
Residential properties, a massive mosque, schools, a medical clinic, and multiple businesses. It also has an office of an Islamic financing institution called the UIF Corporation. The UIF Corporation is not a bank. It's a Michigan-based corporation whose publicly stated purpose is to, quote, engage in financial transactions that are Sharia compliant, end quote. Those are their words, not mine. The local government officials south of here have known for years that only Muslims can purchase homes inside that neighborhood.
Listen
have
carefully.
To be a member of their mosque to live there.
So what they're doing, friends, is they're creating their own country inside of America. And it's the politicians that are moving out of the way for them to do so. That's what this police officer is trying to tell the American people, okay? All of this stuff that's going on right now is nothing but smoke and mirrors, friends. The bottom line is we need to see their action, because action speaks louder than words. And the American people really need to quit sitting down and waiting for them to do what they should be doing, because going and piggybacking off this conversation here as to what this police officer is revealing concerning all these communities that are going up in Texas right now. Hey, folks, this is all treasonous actions on everybody's part. They don't. That's called, folks, that's called treason. These people, when they come in, they're wearing the religious garb. They're not here to assimilate. They're here to conquer. Just ask them, and they'll tell you. Let's listen to the rest of this. Erin just pulled back up. Oh, I just lost her again. I don't know what's going on.
Right next to the Plano Police Academy. It's a huge structure with two separate front doors.
And Abbott's acting like he's doing something about the problem. No, he's not doing nothing about the problem. He said it's been built 12 years ago.
Second-story platform overlooking the restricted access parking lot where the police department stored specialized vehicles.
Isn't that something? Just like in Europe.
And the SWAT team's armored vehicle. I am a court-recognized expert in SWAT team tactics and procedures. That house has all the hallmarks of a fortress and a command post. The rear of the house looks a lot
like a fortress and a command post, said the police officer, in this mosque in Abbott's state, right?
An observation post and a shooting platform. Why would somebody
I should say the state that Abbott resides
so
over
close
as
to
a governor.
Warning siren and a police training site. Why would someone build a huge platform overlooking all those specialized police emergency vehicles?
Yep.
The first owner of that house is a leader in the Epic neighborhood.
It's just a matter of time, Americans. It's a matter of time.
Institute for Islamic Research. And I urge everyone to visit their website and read what it has to say about instituting Sharia law. This is not a matter of radicals hiding in plain sight. They're not hiding. They've been open about their beliefs and their intent. Local government decision makers have failed to ask hard questions for fear of negative publicity and being labeled as bigots. I'm not here to spread innuendo or to make unfounded accusations. I'm asking everyone to simply look at the evidence and the confirmed facts that are already in existence.
That's what a cop does, and he did his job, didn't he? And he just got done telling you exactly what's going on in the United States of America. It's been built 12 years ago, but now it's all over the page of Google, so on and so forth, as far as what Greg Abbott's doing about the problem. No, it was built 12 years ago, friends. They're a part of the problem because the American people are what impedes a new global order. Erin, you got about 2 minutes. I'm going to give it back to you. Go ahead and make your comments, please.
Oh, I was pretty much done. Can you still hear me?
I can.
Okay. I don't know what's wrong. The connection's really bad. But, you know, also, if you watch a Harmony Schools, it comes from Turkey, and there's a documentary called Killing Ed, and they are so entrenched in our, that's over, like, Harmony Schools is over 10 years old. They've been at this for a long time. So it should not be a shock to people what's going on. I mean, I was talking about it a long time ago to anyone who would listen, but.
Amen.
Can you still hear me?
I can.
But, you know, also, people are still saying things, well, Trump is getting bad advice. I'm like, no, he's
not. I know.
He is one of them. You know, I don't know why they just want to listen to man and not to God. But
and they're going to get just that. Either they're going to listen to the Lord and his blessings, or they're going to listen to him and his judgments. I guess they prefer his judgments because they can go ahead and pass it off all that they want to. They still have a conscience, which means with knowledge. These are the people that are trying to sear their consciences by trying to just disallow what is right in front of their faces, as if to suggest this was not all pre-planned. In the face of, let me just give it to you from none other than President Roosevelt back in the 30s, who said there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. But again, I want you to make clear, folks, man is not in control of nothing, good, bad, ugly, righteous, indifferent, whatever the case might be. The Lord is in control. All things are in his hand, period. And if the American people fail to repent, Acts 20, verse 21, Acts 2:38, go back to Matthew 3:12, Mark 4:17, then that's on the American people. It's not our job to drag them over the top of the hill. It's to show them the fruit that it can be done. If they want to refuse that, they do it to their own destruction. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.